How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. There's a time and a place for a filet of fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Nestled in the quaint town of St. Francisville, Louisiana, sits a home that has captured the imaginations of ghost hunters and skeptics alike, the Myrtles Plantation. With its sprawling oaks and southern charm, it appears serene, yet beneath the picturesque surface lies a chilling history steeped in tragedy, mystery, and tales of restless spirits. Known as America's most haunted house, the Myrtles Plantation has drawn countless visitors with its eerie legends of untimely deaths, poison cakes, and spectral apparitions. From the whispered tale of Chloe, an enslaved woman turned ghostly guardian, to unexplained footsteps echoing through the halls, the plantation's past is as haunting as the stories it inspires. But how much of this lore is rooted in truth? Is it simply the product of human imagination, a blend of historical events and eerie coincidences? Or could there really be something otherworldly at play? Join me, Tony Bruschi, as we dig into the shadowy corners of this infamous plantation. We'll unearth its storied history, delve into the chilling accounts of those who've walked its halls, and consider whether the Myrtles is a hub for the paranormal or just an enduring southern legend. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The story of the Myrtles Plantation begins when General David Bradford, a man fleeing from prosecution for his role in the Whiskey Rebellion, found refuge in the remote wilderness of Louisiana. Settling in what was then Spanish territory, Bradford built a home he named Laurel Grove. His new life in isolation marked the foundation of a place that would eventually become one of America's most infamous haunted locations. After being pardoned for his rebellion-related crimes, Bradford brought his family from Pennsylvania to join him at Laurel Grove. The plantation, spanning over 600 acres, became a prosperous hub under his stewardship. When Bradford passed away in 1808, ownership of the property transitioned to his wife, Elizabeth. She maintained the estate until their daughter, Sarah Matilda, married Clark Woodruff in 1817. The couple inherited the plantation, ushering in a new chapter marked by both growth and tragedy. The Woodruffs' time at the plantation is where the first legends of tragedy began to emerge. The couple was beset by misfortune, with Sarah Matilda and two of her children succumbing to yellow fever by 1824. Historical records confirm these deaths, but it's here that historical facts start blending with unsettling myths. The most pervasive tale tied to this era is that of Chloe, an enslaved woman said to have lived on the plantation. According to legend, Chloe became involved with Clark Woodruff, either willingly or under duress, and fell victim to his wrath after she was caught eavesdropping. As punishment, her ear was severed, and she was forced to wear a green turban to cover the disfigurement. Seeking revenge, or possibly aiming to regain favor, Chloe allegedly poisoned a birthday cake with oleander leaves. The poison killed Sarah and her two children, though Clark survived. This story of betrayal, punishment, and murder adds an element of macabre drama to the plantation's history. But it's worth noting that no records confirm Chloe's existence. In fact, historical accounts indicate yellow fever, not poisoning, as the cause of death for Sarah and her children. Still, the tale persists, amplified by the oral traditions of the region and the chilling ambience of the Myrtles itself. The plantation changed hands several times over the next few decades. In 1834, Ruffin Gray Sterling purchased the property and began extensive renovations, doubling its size and renaming it the Myrtles, after the crepe myrtles growing on the grounds. This transformation added to its grandeur, but also seemed to solidify its reputation as a place of lingering sorrow. Sterling and his wife Mary Cobb expanded the plantation's economic success, but tragedy again struck the family. By the time of Mary's death in 1880, the Myrtles had already begun gaining a reputation as a place of peculiar, unexplainable occurrences. The mid-19th century brought yet another grim chapter. The Civil War wreaked havoc on the region, and the Myrtles did not escape unscathed. Union soldiers were said to have looted the property, and local lore claims that two soldiers were killed within its walls. One tale describes a bloodstain on the floor that refuses to be cleaned even after multiple attempts. And perhaps the most well-documented tragedy occurred in 1871 with the murder of William Winter. Married to Sarah Sterling, the daughter of Ruffin Gray Sterling, Winter managed the plantation for several years. On a quiet day in January, an unknown assailant fatally shot Winter on the front porch. Legend has it that after being shot, Winter staggered inside, climbed the staircase in search of help, and collapsed on the 17th step, where he died. This dramatic death added another layer of eerie fascination to the Myrtles, and visitors often recount feeling an inexplicable chill while ascending the staircase. As the Myrtles passed through different owners in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, its reputation as a haunted location began to grow. Marjorie Munson, a wealthy owner in the 1950s, is credited with sparking renewed interest in the plantation's ghostly lore. Munson reportedly experienced strange occurrences, from unexplained sounds to objects moving on their own, which led her to investigate the plantation's past. While some argue that these events can be explained by environmental factors or the natural decay of an aging home, others insist they are signs of lingering spirits. The intertwining of historical facts and spectral legends has made the Myrtles a captivating enigma, a place where the past feels alive, not just in its well-preserved architecture, but in its whispered stories and unsettling energy. This sets the stage for the more chilling tales of ghostly apparitions, haunted mirrors, and the strange phenomena that would define the Myrtles plantation in the years to come. As the years passed, the Myrtles plantation became more than just a historical landmark. It evolved into a focal point for paranormal enthusiasts. Visitors and residents alike began reporting unexplainable encounters, giving rise to the plantation's reputation as America's most haunted home. One of the most enduring legends involves the ghost of Chloe, the enslaved woman whose story, though historically unverified, has become central to the Myrtles' mystique. Many visitors claim to have seen a woman wearing a green turban, said to be Chloe, wandering the grounds or appearing in photographs. One famous image, taken by a plantation tour guide in the 1990s, purportedly shows a shadowy figure standing between two buildings. Paranormal investigators who examined the photo deemed it authentic and claimed it showed no signs of tampering, fueling speculation about Chloe's lingering presence. Another spectral hotspot within the home is the infamous mirror located in the main hallway. According to legend, this mirror holds the spirits of Sarah Woodruff and her children. Visitors report seeing handprints appear on the glass even after it has been cleaned, and some have claimed to glimpse shadowy figures or faces trapped within its reflection. The mirror's peculiar phenomena have made it one of the plantation's most talked about features, since the staircase where William Winter is said to have died is another source of eerie encounters. Tour guides recount stories of visitors feeling an icy chill while standing on the 17th step, where Winter reportedly took his final breath. Some claim to hear faint footsteps echoing through the house, even when it is empty. These auditory phenomena are among the most frequently reported occurrences at the Myrtles. Beyond individual spirits, the Myrtles is also home to what some describe as residual hauntings, echoes of past events that seem to replay themselves, disconnected from any active spirit. One such phenomenon involves the sounds of a piano playing in the empty parlor. Staff members have reported hearing soft melodies emanating from the room, only to find the piano untouched. Similarly, doors are said to open and close on their own, and light fixtures flicker inexplicably. The plantation has also been linked to reports of poltergeist activity. Guests staying in the on-site bed and breakfast have shared stories of objects moving without explanation, bed sheets being tugged in the middle of the night, and personal belongings being mysteriously relocated. While skeptics attribute these events to drafts or structural shifts in the aging house, others are convinced they are the work of mischievous spirits. Perhaps the most unsettling reports come from visitors who claim to have seen ghostly apparitions of children on the property. These spectral figures are often described as playful, yet eerie, appearing suddenly before vanishing into thin air. Some believe these are the spirits of the Woodruff children, while others think they may be connected to the plantation's history of enslaved labor. The plantation has attracted significant media attention over the years, featuring in television programs such as Unsolved Mysteries and Ghost Hunters. These shows have brought professional investigators to the Myrtles, many of whom claim to have recorded compelling evidence of paranormal activity. From unexplained temperature drops to electronic voice phenomena, EVP, their findings have only added to the plantation's legendary status. While the stories are undeniably captivating, some experts argue that psychological and environmental factors may explain the reported phenomena. The power of suggestion plays a significant role. When visitors arrive expecting to encounter ghosts, their heightened senses can interpret ordinary occurrences as supernatural. Additionally, the plantation's location on low-lying land near water sources may contribute to its eerie atmosphere, with natural shifts in humidity and temperature creating conditions that feel otherworldly. Despite these rational explanations, the allure of the Myrtles plantation remains strong. Its legends have grown into a tapestry of folklore, entwining historical truths with supernatural tales. Each new report of a ghostly encounter adds another thread, ensuring the story of the Myrtles will continue to captivate and mystify. The Myrtles plantation is a place where history and legend collide, creating a uniquely haunting experience. From the verifiable tragedies that unfolded within its walls to the tantalizing ghost stories that have emerged over centuries, it's clear why this plantation holds such a magnetic pull. The tale of Chloe, whether fact or folklore, serves as a chilling reminder of the harsh realities of life in the antebellum South. While the unexplainable phenomena experienced by visitors keep the mystery alive, but as with all ghost stories, there's the other side of the coin. The power of suggestion, environmental influences, and our own deep-seated need to connect with the past can often create illusions of the paranormal. Could the flickering lights and phantom footsteps simply be the creaks and groans of an old house? Or does the weight of the Myrtles' history amplify its energy, creating an undeniable atmosphere that can't easily be explained away? Whatever the truth may be, one thing is certain: the Myrtles plantation continues to weave its spell. It's a place where the line between the natural and the supernatural blurs, leaving visitors with more questions than answers. Thanks for joining me on this exploration into one of America's most intriguing haunts. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
There's a time and a place for filet of fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.